AP News for Friday, February 13th. I'm Ed Donahue. Ilya Malinin crashed out at the Olympic figure skating podium in Italy after a disastrous free skate, and Mikhail Shedorov of Kazakhstan took a shocking gold medal. Malinin fell twice and dropped from first after the short program to eighth overall.
Honestly, I knew that, you know, I should have made a mistake happen and should have tried to put it aside and focus on the next thing, but it's almost like I wasn't aware of where I was in the program.
The two-time world champion finished with 264.49 points, his worst total score in nearly 4 years, and one that ended a two-year-plus unbeaten streak covering 14 full competitions. Near Washington, D.C., a Brazilian au pair got a 10-year prison sentence for killing a man in a murder plot against her lover's wife. Juliana Perez Magalhães pleaded guilty to shooting and killing Joseph Ryan as Brendan Banfield stabbed his wife Christine to death in the couple's bedroom.
I know that my remorse cannot bring you peace. I hope you might someday understand that I truly do not believe that his plan would have actually happened.
Ryan was lured by Magalhães and Banfield to the home for what he thought would be a sexual encounter with Christine Banfield involving a knife. Prosecutors recommended Magalhães walk free after her plea to a downgraded manslaughter charge. Judge Penny Escarate gave her the maximum sentence.
So let's get straight. You do not deserve anything other than incarceration and a life of reflection on what you have done to the victim and this family. May it weigh heavily on your soul.
Brendan Banfield was convicted of aggravated murder.
Federal authorities have opened a criminal probe into whether two immigration officers lied under oath about a shooting in Minneapolis last month, as all charges were dropped against two Venezuelan men.
A federal judge says the government has to bring a Babson College freshman back to Massachusetts after officials deported her to Honduras. This is AP News. The Justice Department is suing Harvard University.
The lawsuit says the Ivy League school has refused to provide admissions records that the Justice Department demanded. The DOJ is trying to ensure that Harvard has stopped using affirmative action in admissions. The lawsuit says that Harvard has, quote unquote, thwarted efforts to investigate potential discrimination. It's asking a judge to order the university to turn over the records. This is the latest salvo in President Trump's standoff with Harvard, which has faced billions of dollars in funding cuts and other sanctions after it rejected a list of demands from the administration last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
Sex workers at a brothel in Nevada are fighting to unionize. If successful, they'll be the only unionized brothel in the U.S. The sex workers at Sherry's Ranch alleged the brothel was pushing them to sign an unfair contract that would give it complete control over the workers' intellectual property. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.